Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I don't know when you look at this broadcast, but as you can see the title, it's Hold On, God Sees You. As I was praying this morning, I just kept hearing God saying that I hear you. Just hold on. Just hold on. And a lot has happened. Circumstances happens. Life happens. And you just feel like letting go the rope. But I'm coming to tell you today to just hold on. God is literally looking to restore it all. He's looking to restore it all, but he needs you to hold on. And so I was like, okay, God, you want him to hold on. Okay. So I get what you're saying. And so he gave me 1 Peter 5:10. It says, and after you have suffered a little while, I stopped right there. I'm like, God, you want them to hold on after they have suffered a little while? And see, in our natural mind, we would think about time. The little while to us means a little while. But our timing is not God's timing. So there's things and requirements in this timing that God is trying to instill in us and trying to get us into a habit of doing, that when these things come again, that we have the tools and we have the foundation to fight differently, to come out differently, to approach differently. But because we function in our natural so much, we get caught in the little while. You know, it's just a little while. God, you said a little while. What's a little while? You don't know what a little while is to God. We know what a little while is, but you don't know what the little while is to God. So it says, after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ. So when you accepted Jesus Christ into your life, it says, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Will himself restore. So all of that you have lost, he's going to restore it, confirm you that you are his child, strengthen you in all of this stuff that you need, the strength that you need, and establish you as his kingdom representative, confirming you as his rep. These things have to be worked out. Strength is something that you have to gain. You don't just wake up one morning and you have strength. You have to work muscles to actually get strength. So during the time of your suffering, like as a coach, when I train someone, you know, it's a place where, you know, you go through a place of pain. You go through a place of suffering to get the muscle that you need to be able to perform whatever sport it is that you in. So when we're talking about Christianity, we're talking about our lifestyle, we're talking about our prayer life, we're talking about our worship, we're talking about these muscles. These are muscles that you have to use. Some of us not even opening our mouth and declaring the word of God, or even reading the word of God, or declaring the promises of God. We're talking about exercising our muscle, exercising our hearing, exercising our discipline in our walk, and the way we represent ourselves before Christ. Come on now. We going somewhere here. We want you to hold on. So I'm bringing you some encouragement to hold on. So when you looking at these situations, you think about the words that you say. You think about your hearing. You think about, are you hearing God correctly? Are you speaking God's word? Is your heart posture in a good place? Do you hold any envy or jealousy or rebellion or stubbornness or revenge in your heart? The things that you need to clean up, because we're talking about suffering in a while. And your while might be a while if you know, for a little while, it might be a long while if you can't get all of these things right, that so that he may, restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Everybody wants that. But do anybody want to go through the suffering a little while? And stop looking at your time compared to God's timing. Okay. Next scripture. I'm going to give you two scriptures for this today, because I need you to have some encouragement, and I need you to go to these scriptures, and while you're feeling like you're just suffering a while, like you've been in this thing for over a year, you done been in this thing for over 5 years, you done been in this situation for over 10 years, you done been, okay, what is it that in these 10 years or 20 years that you've been doing, where are your words? Where is your mind? Where is your heart? Because he wants to restore. He wants to confirm. He wants to strengthen, and he wants to establish you. He wants to do that. But we have to evaluate these areas. Okay. Jeremiah 30 and 17, it says, "For I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal, declares the Lord." The Lord is declaring this, that he will restore your health. Some of your situations have gotten your health into a bad place. The worrying, the stress level, the anxiety, all of those things. But God says, right, the word says right here, "For I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal." So yes, you've got wounded, but guess who's the healer? Yes, you've suffered, but who's going to be the restorer? Come on, y'all. I'm bringing some encouragement for you today. Today, as we're making an adjustment, there's things that we have to evaluate, things that we have to look at. As a sport, as a coach, I'm telling my players, listen, we got to evaluate what you did last month. When you get into this game, the next week we evaluate the film. Okay, you did this wrong. You did this wrong. During that week, we got to correct it. Are you evaluating yourself? Are you evaluating your thoughts, evaluating your mind? We're talking about a total head-to-toe evaluation, because we want restoration. We want to be restored. We want to be confirmed. We want to be strengthened, and we want to be established. And we definitely want our wounds to be healed. I know you do. So today is the day that you realize that I got to hold on a little bit longer. I got to hold on. I can't let this rope go. I can't let go, because there's things that I know I need to fix. There's things I know I need to do. So I got to hold on just a little bit longer. Little bit longer. Don't let go. Don't let suicide get you. Don't let depression get you. Don't let frustration get you. Don't let irritation get you. Don't let your situation get you. Don't let it get you. Hold on. Hold on. Self-evaluate. What did you say? What did you think? What did you do? How was your response? How was your facial expressions? This goes across the board. Men, women, and children. Let's do a self-evaluation today. That this day, listen, this day, this moment, this opportunity, because I know you want to be, I know you want to be restored. I know you want to be healed. I know you need some strength. I know you need God to show up and show out, because I need him too. So I'm encouraging myself as I'm encouraging you. I'm taking this time to evaluate myself. God is not going to give me this scripture just for y'all. He gives it for me too. So I'm encouraging myself. I can't see y'all. I'm encouraging myself. So I pray, listen. This is that. This is that today. God is ready to restore you. But there's a process that we all have to go through. Get away from your natural timing. Your timing is not God's timing. It's not. God has a plan through the things that we suffer. Jesus said, I suffer my obedience by the things that I suffer. Is there a level of obedience that God is trying to get you through? That it's taking this long? You wondering why it's taking so long. And God says, I'm just trying to get you obedient. Can you get discipline? I used to tell my players, you're going to run this drill until you do it right. You're going to run this drill until it's embedded into your mind. You're going to run this drill till you can run this drill in your sleep. You can run this drill blindfolded. That's how long you're going to run this drill. That's how many times you're going to do this drill. And then it'll be like, well, how many times are we going to do it until you get it right? How about that? What if God is telling you the same thing? You worried about how many times you got to go through this. And God said, until you get it right, till your facial expression is right, till you respond right, till you stop running, till you stop cheating, till you stop lying, till you stop doing all of these things. God is trying to restore your words. He's trying to restore your mouth from all of the lying and the cheating. It's time to make a shift. Today. So I'm praying that this message here encourage you. I pray that this thing encourages you. It stretches you. I hope it rub you the wrong way so that you'll decide that, listen, I got to make a choice. I want to stay in this suffering, but I better get me some obedience. I better work on my discipline. I better work on myself instead of me trying to work on somebody else and worried about somebody else. I think I might want to be worried about myself. I think I might want to be getting myself healed. I think I'll need to get myself healed. I think I need to be affirmed. I think I need to be strengthened. I think I need to be restored. I think I need to be established. I need all of my wounds healed. But you spend more time thinking about somebody else. Today is the day that you realize that you yourself need more than the other person. Because your lifestyle should be able to help the other person. Period. So I've read to you 1 Peter 5 and 10. I'm going to read it again. And it says, after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Jeremiah 30 and 17 says, for I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal, declares the Lord. Man, these are promises. He declares this. Huh? He calls you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. Man, that's enough said. Enough said. Listen, y'all. Step into this. Step into this. Today is the day that we stop the complaining. Today is the day that we stop asking God how long. There's your scripture. Find out, look at them checkpoints and see where you are. Period. Period. Come on. It's time to get up off the bench and stop crying. Get up off the ground. Stop crying. Check yourself. Check your mind. Check your heart. Check your eyes. Check your ears. Check your soul. Check everything about you to see if it's a place of discipline. See if it's a place of order. Because if it's not, then your suffering a little while is going to be a long while. And your natural is going to be a long while. So I'm encouraging you, if you want to just suffer a little while and you don't know what a little while might look like, God might just say one day, but then God might say it might be 10 years because it take you 10 years to get right. Let's go, y'all. Like, for real. Let's go. Let's go. So listen, once again, I pray that this message encourage you, push you, stretch you. Listen, share this thing with somebody. Somebody need this encouragement today. Somebody just need to hold on. Y'all about to, you getting ready to let go. And God is looking at you like, do you like want to be restored? Then you don't want to learn discipline. You want to let go because you don't want discipline. You want to let go because you don't want to suffer a while. Why? Who said that you don't have to suffer? I mean, in everything that we do, if I don't care if you at the beginning of the year, majority of us will say, oh, I'm going to get myself in shape. I'm going to get this. I'm going to go and get this gym membership, and I'm going to go into the gym, and you get in there, I'm going to get me a personal trainer, and that personal trainer works you out for one good day, maybe two good days, and your muscles go to aching. You don't even see that trainer no more, and you done paid your money for it. You done bought new outfits. You done bought some new shoes. You done set yourself up for it. And then all of a sudden, because you're going through pain, because you're going through some discomfort, you decide that you don't want to. You don't even want to hold on. You don't even want to work the muscles that's going to give you the ability to lose weight, the ability to gain muscle, the ability to have a better life. Come on. I'm done. Father God, I just thank you now for this word. I thank you, Father God, that this thing stretches us, Father. It stretches us. Father, that we understand that there's requirements, Father God, to walk in this life out. Father God, we thank you right now, Father God, for the suffering. Father God, we thank you for the new level of obedience that we've learned through our suffering, Father God. We thank you right now for the strength. We thank you, Father God, for confirming. We thank you for restoring. We thank you for establishing us. Father, we giving thanks ahead of time, Father God, because we're making an adjustment to our thinking. We're making an adjustment, Father God, into our hearts. We're making an adjustment, Father God, into our walk now in the name of Jesus. Father, we will no longer be disobedient, or we no longer will be rebellious or stubborn or selfish now in the name of Jesus. But Father God, we thank you that we understand that we have been bought with a price. And so, Father, we don't even belong to ourselves. So we yield ourselves over to you as living sacrifices, Father God, today. Father God, we give you another recommitted yes. Father, I thank you, Father, for forgiving us for every time that we've said yes, giving you a yes, and didn't stand on that yes. Father, I thank you for giving us the strength and the wisdom, Father God, that when we see an obstacle, Father God, we don't run from the obstacle. Father God, we deal with the obstacle. Father God, we understand that you have given us authority and power, Father God, to demolish the enemy. Any plot, plan, and ploy that's been set up against our destiny and purpose, Father God, we cancel it now in the name of Jesus. Father, you have given us the ability, Father God, to be steadfast and unmovable. So, Father, we come before you today, Father God, renewed mind and a renewed spirit with in us, Father God, that we come forth now in the boldness of Christ that rises up inside of us. Father, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that leads and guides us, Father God, in our time of need. Now, in the name of Jesus, I bind backlash and retaliation. I bind all forms of get back and stubbornness now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I bind every inconsistency. Now, in the name of Jesus, I'm declaring that every individual that is hearing this verse, hearing these words, Father God, hearing these prayers, Father God, I thank you that they're making a mind, their mind is shifting, their hearts are shifting, Father God, into a purified place for you. I'm declaring righteousness and holiness over this group and over this line now in the name of Jesus. Father, let thy will be done. Let heaven invade earth on their behalf now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that this day is a day that you have made, and they're choosing to rejoice and be glad in it. They're choosing, Father God, to look, to sound, and operate and function like you today. in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Listen, y'all handle y'all business today. Don't walk around this place and not be who God has called for you to be. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. All right? Please handle your business today. Evaluate yourself. But first and foremost, hold on, please. Hold on. God sees you. He hears you. Hold on. Don't let go the rope. Please. Don't let go the rope. All right? Hey, guess what? Y'all have a beautiful and wonderful day. Enjoy the day that the Lord has made. I understand, but enjoy it because he's giving you another day to enjoy. And y'all be blessed and y'all have a wonderful day.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine positions as heads of the family God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.